Okay, so today we do the halachas of the 3 weeks. That's Kufchaf Beis. Since Shivasa Batamas is the time they breach the walls, so from Shivasa Batamas until Tisha B'Av is the time that we're naig Ktsas Avelus. Brings down that a Yerush Mayim should try to say Tikkun Chatzais, not a Chatzais a Laila, a Chatzais a Yom during these 3 weeks. We're naig that there's no weddings. We do shidduchim, but you're not supposed to make a seuda after Rosh Chodesh Av. If you do make a seuda, so then it can only be, you know, with cakes and fruit and that type of a thing. It can't be a full-fledged seuda. A person who makes his living playing musical instruments, at least according to the Kitzer, so he can take jobs and play for Goyim up until Rosh Chodesh, but after Rosh Chodesh, so then he shouldn't do that. And he says that also on Shivasa B'Tamas and Asara B'Teves, it's also good to be machmer, not to play those musical instruments for Goyim. Says that, what's it called? That there are people who are naig not to eat meat and not to drink wine during the entire 3 week period. That's not our minig. Our minig is only during the 9 days. Okay, during the 3 weeks, so a person ideally should not make a shehechiyanu, buying new clothes, putting on new clothes. If there's a new fruit, so you should have it on Shabbos. If you're going to miss the opportunity to eat a new fruit, so then you can even make a shehechiyanu during the week. Certainly, if you're being mekayim a mitzvah like Pidyon HaBen, so you can make a shehechiyanu, it's not included in all of this. Also another halacha is that cheder rabbeim should not hit the talmidim during the 3 week period because it's miul l'poranius. Okay, we don't give haircuts, we don't shave, where it's no gayas, so people you don't shave body hair either, and a gadol should not cut a cotton's hair either during this period of time. If somebody has a beard, a long mustache, and it's going to get into his food, so he's allowed to cut the mustache up until Shavuos Chal by Tisha B'Av, according to the Kitzer. After that, he should try to avoid it. Cutting nails is fine, but Shavuos Chal by Tisha B'Av, he says you should try to avoid cutting your nails unless you need a tzarech mitzvah, you're a male, or somebody needs to go to the mikveh. Beseder. The three Shabbosos of the 3 weeks, so we had three special Haftarahs. Divrei Yirmiyah, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazayin. If it comes, one of those Shabbosos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, is a machlekes as to whether you lain Hashemayim Kisi, which is the normal Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. Some will, and they'll miss one of these three, and others will skip the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah in favor of the Gimel de Paranusa, these three special Haftarahs. Now, halacha is that Mishnichnas Av Mematim Besimcha, which means that he gives the first example is that you shouldn't build things which give you simcha, beis chasnus lebenoi, painting, other kinds of things like that, putting in a new chandelier. If you hired a guy to paint, so if you can, you should try to convince him to do it afterwards. If you can't, then he's doing it on his own. He's a contractor, so then he can do it. You don't have a halachic obligation to to call the deal off. If a person has a din Torah with a guy, so he should try to push it off, especially certainly until after Tisha B'Av, and if possible, to push it off until after Rosh Chodesh. Kiddush Levana, like we saw very recently, should be pushed off until after Tisha B'Av. The minhag is not to eat wine, or not to eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days. Even a tavshal that has basar in it, wine in it, even chicken. A person who's lactose intolerant, he can't have dairy, so and he can only have chicken, or he needs that for his diet. So then you can be makel on such a person. A person is a chayla and he needs it, so you can be makel for him also. Even these people, though, if they can refrain from Zayin Av and on, which is the time that they went in and they actually started to destroy the Beis Hamikdash, so it's best if you can refrain from Zayin on. If you have a Sudas Mitzvah during any of these times, so you're allowed to have Basar, you're allowed to have Yayin, And aside from the Baal Simcha, so you can include all the people in the family and 10 other people who are shaykh to the Simcha. But it has to be people who, you know, would be shaykh otherwise. It can't just be a chukah v'tlula, like a trick. Even if it's Erev Tisha B'Av, up until Chatzais, the same applies, and you could have basa v'yayin for a Suda's mitzvah, up until Chatzais. The Suda, the night before the Mila, I think it's called a Bris Yitzchak, the Svaradim do it, that's not a Suda's mitzvah, and that should be done, if you have such a Suda, it should be made with milchiks, for a Havdalah, huh? So with Havdalah, you're supposed to have a kid drink the Havdalah wine, and if you can't, so then you can drink it yourself. Right, you're not allowed to wash clothes, even if you're washing the clothes for afterwards. You can't even give it to a guy to wash for you. If you give it, what's it called? If a Jew, however, who has a cleaning business, if Goyim give him clothing and it's for his parnasa, so he's allowed to wash the guy's clothing. Shua shechalbay, so it's best to try to avoid it altogether. The Seder. A person is also not allowed to wear new fresh clothes, right? Not new, but fresh clothes. The exception of this is, what's it called? Is on Shabbos. On Shabbos you can wear new fresh clothes and you could put down new tablecloths, new towels, but they shouldn't be too fancy. And if a person needs to have new fresh clothes, like a woman b'shas nidasa, or a baby needs, you know, in the days of cloth diapers, so then you can take care of these things. That's not a problem. You're not allowed to make clothes. B'shas adchak, you can give a non-Jewish seamstress stuff to make. Let's say you have a chasna right afterwards and you're running out of time. And you can give to a Jewish seamstress before Rosh Chodesh, assuming that she's going to do the stuff after Rosh Chodesh, not to do during the 9 days. There's a minig that people won't set up a loom, because one of the directions of the loom is called Shesi, and Zechel Evan HaShesiyah, so we don't do that during the 9 days. You're not allowed to take showers. Again, I'm going to tell you the way the Kitzur says it, you know, for Halacha L'maisa, so then it's going to come out different. He says you're not allowed to wash yourself, even to take a cold shower. A Yoledes or a Chola is allowed to. Anida is allowed to if they need. Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Shabbos, I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh Av comes out on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to take a shower with hot water. However, Erev Shabbos Chazon, you are not allowed to take a hot shower. That's what he says. You can only you can only wash Ponav Yadav V'Raglav. If a person usually washes his hair, combs out his hair before Shabbos, he can do that. However, he can't do it with soap, he says. A person usually goes to the mikveh, so then he can be tovel before Shabbos. But if he doesn't usually go to the mikveh, then it would be usur, because you're washing yourself kol gufa in a way that you don't normally do it. If an avel finishes his avelus, let's say during the 3 weeks, Yud Ches Tammuz or something like that, and it's going to be a long haul. So the halacha is that he's allowed to take a haircut. However, if he finishes his avelus after Rosh Chodesh Av, so then he's got to keep on keeping the avelus. He can't take a haircut. Somebody who's making a bris, the halacha is that the mayel and the sandik and the avia ben and the mother of the kid also are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. What's it called? The kvater cannot. However, the woman who brings the baby in, so she can wear Shabbos clothes. Beseder. And on Shabbos, are you allowed to wear Shabbos clothes? So that's totally on the minig of the different mekaymus. The Mishnah Berurah says basically everybody today wears Shabbos clothes. That's an interesting issue. And finally, you have Shabbos Chazayin. Shabbos Chazayin, we say a special Haftarah. It's the minig of the Rav of the Shul to get the Haftarah. So he doesn't get Shlishi, he gets Maftar, that Shabbos. And that's what we have on the 3 weeks. So, Be'ezus Hashem, on Sunday we continue. Sunday we do Hilchas Erev Tisha B'Av. And then we'll start the Halachas of Tisha B'Av, which will take us a couple days to get through. And Be'ez Hashem, already by the end of next week, I think we'll pretty much finish the halachas of Tisha B'Av, get up to the halachas of Chodesh Elul. And then after that, so then, what's it called? Then we go to the next thing, which is, we'll skip Hilchos Nida and all those things. And the next things are all kinds of different random interesting halachas. It's pretty much the home stretch, so...